This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Authorities in Haiti say the remaining members of a U.S. missionary group who were kidnapped 2 months ago have been freed. The spokesman for Haiti's national police confirmed that the hostages had been released, but did not provide additional details. Christian Aid Ministries said in a statement, "We glorify God for answered prayer. The remaining 12 hostages are free." The missionaries were kidnapped by the 400 Mawozo gang on October 16th. Two of the hostages were released in November and three more earlier this month. Authorities have said the gang was demanding $1 million ransom per person. It was not clear Thursday whether any ransom was paid or what efforts led to the hostages' freedom. The U.S. Senate has given final approval to a bill barring all imports from China's Xinjiang region unless businesses can prove they were produced without forced labor. In doing so, they overcame initial hesitation from the White House and what supporters say was opposition from corporations. In remarks, Senator Marco Rubio said the bill bars the importation of products made by slave labor in China's Xinjiang region.
It's already illegal, by the way, to bring goods made with slave labor. It's been that way since the 1930s, and yet it's still happening. And we know it's happening at an alarming, horrific rate with the genocide that we now witness being carried out by the Chinese government in the Xinjiang region.
The measure is the latest in a series of intensifying U.S. penalties over China's alleged abuses of ethnic and religious minorities in the Western region, especially Xinjiang's millions of predominantly Muslim Uyghurs. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Spiraling infections in Britain, driven in part by the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus, rattled many in Europe on Thursday, fueling a familiar dread that tighter restrictions would scuttle holiday plans again this year. Much remains unknown about Omicron, but increasingly officials are warning that at the very least it appears more transmissible than the Delta variant, which was already putting pressure on hospitals from the United States to the Netherlands. With so many questions outstanding, uncertainty reigned over how quickly and how severely to crack down on Christmas travel and end-of-year parties. After Britain recorded its highest number of confirmed new COVID-19 infections since the pandemic began, France announced Thursday that it would tighten entry rules for those coming from Britain. U.S. health advisors are recommending that most Americans get the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot. AP's Ben Thomas reports why.
The recommendation comes after advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reviewed new safety data about rare but potentially life-threatening blood clots linked to J&J's COVID-19 vaccine. The clotting problem has caused 9 confirmed deaths, while the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines don't come with that risk. Further, the advisors say the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine also appear to be more effective. Of the 200 million fully vaccinated Americans, only a small fraction, about 16 million, received the J&J shot. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Joe Biden presented the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military award for valor in combat, to 3 soldiers who fought in Afghanistan and Iraq. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Today we honor 3 outstanding soldiers whose actions embody the highest ideals of selfless service.
Master Sergeant Earl Plumlee is still serving with Special Forces. At a medal ceremony at the White House, the president described how he fought off Taliban insurgents after an attack in Afghanistan in 2013.
At times armed with only a pistol, Staff Sergeant Plumlee attacked the insurgent forces, taking them on one by one.
Sergeants First Class Christopher Saliz and Alwyn Cash received the honor posthumously. Saliz was hit by enemy fire after stepping between Taliban fighters and a U.S. helicopter evacuating the wounded in Afghanistan in 2018.
Indispensable, indisputable gallantry.
Cash was severely burned while rescuing 6 fellow soldiers from a Bradley fighting vehicle hit by a roadside bomb in Iraq.
A warrior who literally walked through fire for his troops.
Jennifer King, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote.